A lot of us don't think twice before adding a tip to our restaurant bill, but how often do you know where that money is going? For years, the federal government has been grappling with who owns tips and whether employees can tell servers what to do with them. To clarify, the Alaska Department of Labor implemented a new regulation last month, but as Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry reports, some feel the new law leaves the most vulnerable restaurant workers behind.
At Jack's Brat in Girdwood, owner and operator Franz Weitz fields questions as he heads downstairs to the prep kitchen. There, cooks chop herbs and slice beets in preparation for a busy evening. Weitz has worked almost every job in the industry. He understands firsthand the wage gap between those who work in the kitchen and those who work in the dining room. So, Weitz required servers to give a portion of their tips to cooks and to dishwashers when he opened Jack's Brat in 2001.
The servers make 2 to 3 times as much as the back of the house. And the cooks, dishwashers work just as hard.
A new state regulation prohibits Weitz and other restaurant owners from requiring servers to give tips to cooks and dishwashers. Weitz can still require his servers to give tips to other workers that customers see, like bussers, hostesses, and bartenders. He says on a busy night at the height of the summer season, his servers will walk away with around $37 an hour in tips. And he pays them almost $10 an hour in minimum wage on top of that.
Now we're up to $47 an hour.
And that's after they've given a portion of their tips to bartenders, hostesses, and bussers. Restaurant organizations like Alaska Cabaret Hotel Restaurant and Retailers Association have come out against the new regulation. CEO Pete Hansen says he doesn't know of any restaurant that supported it, but that several wrote public comments in opposition.
Servers are the employees who interface with the customers, but a server has a whole team of people behind them in the kitchen, preparing the food, washing the dishes.
Servers have the most to gain from the new regulation. Marty Kimball has worked in restaurants for over 20 years, much of it as a server. And he thinks the lines the regulation draws make sense because they're the ones interacting with the people leaving a tip.
There are some times that it can be a beautiful, mutually satisfactory experience, and there are other times that are just absolutely hell, beginning to end, where you really truly feel like you are sacrificing your soul for a couple extra dollars to make rent.
He acknowledges that the life of a chef is a hard one, but thinks the solution is instead to allow restaurants to pay servers less than minimum wage. Deborah Kelly is Director of Labor Standards and Safety for the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, the department behind the new regulation.
So when a customer comes in, they expect that their tip goes to the person they give it to, and this regulation helps to protect that.
The state of Alaska used to follow the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act for regulations on tipping, but those regulations haven't always been clear, particularly for states like Alaska, where tipped workers have to be paid at least minimum wage. Most recently, they clarified that restaurant owners can't keep tips for themselves, but they can require them to be shared with cooks and dishwashers. Kelly says that doesn't go far enough.
It's not up to the employer to take tips that customers give to employees and then decide how to best distribute them to run their business.
She says most tipped workers don't work in fine dining restaurants and may be struggling themselves. She worries restaurant owners will simply lower the base wage of a cook or dishwasher if they know they can use tips to make up the difference. She suggests that instead they pay kitchen staff more to stay competitive. But Weitz from Jack's Brat says his restaurant can't afford to raise the wages of back-of-house workers any higher. Some restaurants have tried getting rid of tipping altogether, putting mandatory service charges on their bills. But Weitz says he doesn't want to do that.
It feels good to voluntarily give someone money that served you. And once you put it on the menu and you require that, It takes the fun out of it, and it feels like, oh, you're locking me into this before I even, you know, sit down.
The new regulation doesn't prevent servers from voluntarily sharing tips with cooks and dishwashers. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.